the warehouse, where real music lives. Why? Just Mo
and Josie Chavez on The Warehouse. 9 to 12 a.m. Fridays on Y.
The Warehouse, where real music lives.
Why?
Moving and grooving.
We speak music, good music. Why?
sounds of Soul Freaka right here on The Warehouse. Coming at you, man, live and direct from Hyde Park in Johannesburg. Playing an exclusive set, man. Oh, you can feel the music, Josie. You know, the deep and soulful stuff. The stuff that keeps you warm, you know, like a, it's like a water bottle in this type of weather. You know, the stuff that just holds you so right, yeah?
Yeah, or a blanket with eyes, whatever you want to call it, man. Uh-huh. Hit him up at Soul Freaka on Twitter. That's Soul Freak, Soul Freak with a H-A at the end.
That's right, man.
You know, the man is a DJ, record producer, remixer, and he runs a label, Same Sun Records. But we're going to have a chat with him later on when he's done spinning.
That's what's up, man. It's the club mix right here on Y. Back to the music on this wet and wild Friday night. Hashtag The Warehouse.
Unlocking the good vibes. Wow. We'll be right back. Why? Just Mo and Josie Chavez on The Warehouse. 9 to 12 a.m. Fridays on Y. Why?
definitely deserves a hallelujah. Hey. The brother man, Soul Freaker in the building, tearing the studio apart, man. He's just taking it upside down. Like, at some moment I was lying on the couch, and then at some moment I had to get up and dance. Like, he just took me all over the place, man. But, like, wow. Welcome to the show, brother man.
Hey. Brother, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Hey, man. We're so blessed, man. Joseph, do you realize what just happened here, my man?
Hey, man, a journey just happened. You know how we started off, you know, the aim was not to sweat.
And then, nice and soulful.
Yeah, and then this track in the background, there's that Shazam blowing up. People are trying to figure out whose track is this.
What's going on?
Now, and Shazam is on Samai. This is tough, boy.
My man, Shazam is not working today. So we'll just...
He unreleased.
Yeah, we'll leave it for another day, man. Yeah. Brother, man, welcome to the show, man. And it's been a long time coming, and finally you're here.
Yes.
And you blessed us, man. Yeah, you blessed us.
Thank you guys for the opportunity. Shout out to Makaya Sanbona Ninjani. How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Your boy Soul Freaker. Yeah, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, brother, man. Yeah, man, let's get into the journey, man. Tell us where it all started for you, man, to get you to this point where you are right now. Because it took a... I'm sure not one step or two steps, but many steps. Yeah?
Yes, man. Yeah, it's been a journey. I started about over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started small boy in Soweto, Middlelands, part of a group called Spinner Boys back in the days.
Yeah.
But I was young then, you know. Yeah. But I saw this and I almost groomed myself into this person that I am.
Yeah.
Now. Started producing and this is where I am, man.
Yeah, man, love it.
The grace
love
of
it.
God, though.
Grace of God, always.
Kulu kulu number one.
You know what it is, dog. Yeah. You know what it is. Praying DJs, bro. You know how we roll.
Number two is house music.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's how it goes down, man. So when did you get your break, man? Be like coming onto the scene. And
I haven't
got
my break yet.
No, man.
I'm still bubbling, guys.
Listen, dog. No, brother, man. I'm telling you now. I'm giving you that stamp of approval because you are on there. You're on. Let me tell you, you're on.
You've been broken.
Thank you.
You're on.
Thank you so much.
pretty soon, you'll be on fire. Now you're on.
And
then you're going to be on fire. You check.
No, please,
man. When did it start, man? Because I started hearing about you a couple of years back, you know, through some releases, you know?
Yeah, there's a song I did, I think, in 2019. Years gone by. I think that was the first song that,
got traction.
The eggshell, and then
yeah,
I released another song last year that did very well. Right on, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good reception from Abantu. So I think that was one of the songs that actually made people realize that
can't
do this boy must hear.
Yeah,
this boy's onto something, must.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of collaborations with guys like your Artwork Sounds.
Yeah,
did a remix for Oscar Mbo, did a remix for Sir LSG. So I've been doing the groundwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing the groundwork behind the scenes, making sure everything else sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
All right.
Now it's finally time to flourish.
Definitely, man. And you got into production, like you say, over 10 years ago. Yeah. How did you get into that?
Funny enough, there was a guy that... I could tell you, there was a rumors.
Of course.
So, I was like, hey, I'm wondering what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, I'm like, hey, what's going on? So, I walk into this guy's studio, he's busy there. What's going on here? No, he tells me that it's a software, it makes music. And I was very fascinated with the idea of conceptualizing something from your head all the way to a laptop, and then the laptop bring it back to your sound.
Yeah.
It's magic, actually.
Definitely.
That's why we love music so much. Like, it comes for you to have a transcript from your brain, PC, and hear it back.
From concept to everything, actually you laying it down, the actual production and all of that, whoever you're working with, to the actual almost finished product and then you're hearing it. Sure. That always blows my mind as well.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, production, like we were talking off air, it's one journey that some people either see it as work, a career, or something that you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Others do it just for the love.
Yeah, and For me, more than anything, it's an escape.
Yeah.
So I honestly never want to have bad energies around it because it's a sacred space for me, and me being able to channel all of that, whether it be grief, me being happy or excited, me taking that emotion and putting it into my music.
Yeah.
So for me, it honestly is a big deal. And yes, the money, we want the money, guys.
Of course.
Yeah, we want the farms, we want all of that. But the purity of it for me means a great deal.
Nice.
So talk, I always try and keep it like that.
Talk to us to some of the people you worked on your latest EP called The EP Before the Album.
Yes.
Okay, what a title.
Yeah, okay. very, it's self-explanatory. Like, exactly. Straightforward. Yeah, that's the point. So I worked with Omaligel.
Yeah.
Great vocalist. So I tend to try and uncover new talent as opposed to working with already established artists, because you know there's egos, there's all these other things, unless you get, you know, so it taints the whole process. So if I find someone who's in the same, say, headspace as me,
yeah,
I find that we tend to create like beautiful tunes, and I wouldn't mind being the one to put someone on and make them, you know, superstar, Lucy or Zonke or whoever.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, that's Mali Gael, Misty SA. She was top 16 on Idols.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very dope. The Bless, watch out for that boy. He's very, very, very good. He's on keys. And Ezra is actually my business partner as far as the record company.
The label. Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so talk to us about your label as well.
Okay, Same Sound Records, established 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they're 2019 actually. So it basically is a shot at trying to, on my end, increase the market share as far as deep house is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So for a very long time you just release and it almost create hurdles in our minds that okay, I've got the song, I can't get it out. Like it's not that difficult. So I was trying to maybe just set a precedent for everyone else. Say, guys,
you can actually open your own label. Yes, simple.
It's
like,
not that. So you just need a little grafting and researching, especially now with social media and internet. Like it's very easy to find these things. So the whole concept and the whole point behind it is to try and create an avenue for people to be able to release their music.
Nice.
Because I struggled to find that when I wanted to take the music out. So like, you know what, let me create that.
Yo, guys, start a company, register it, do everything you got to do, your research, your SAMROs, all that.
That's it.
Then when you're producing, get an aggregator, let someone push your music.
Actually, this year I've got my first SAMRO check. I was so excited.
Oh, wow.
It was like 180 from you know.
Cash
focus. You know what I mean? It wasn't a lot, but I was like, yo, this is me, homie, you know.
Trust, my brother. More is coming, trust. More is coming, my man. And SAMRO must say, hey, they only rocking
out once a year now,
Josie. What's going on, my man?
Hey, man, I don't know what's going on, but that's the beauty of being a creative. Like you said, man, you have an idea in your head, and you put it into a computer, it comes out, and then jiggy jiggy, you get a notification on your phone, and you're getting paid. You know, just make sure that you own your royalties, you own your masters.
Yeah.
That's the important part, because a lot of things that happen in the industry where the people who create the music, the people, the brainchild, they're the ones that are always getting cut short. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, guys, I learned this long time ago when I got into the industry. Like, just do everything yourself. Like, research.
Yeah.
Money's not going to come from the sky because your song's on radio. It doesn't work like that.
Hey.
You need to go and do your research and find out. So every time, like, just to go off course a bit, like, that's every time I see artists complaining, Hurinaga Tola sent from this song, it was this. And I'm like, guys, you're in the music industry. Take the initiative on your own. Yeah. There's no one else to blame.
Yeah.
Me and Josie can make a song in studio with you and not include you in the credits.
That's it. It happens.
You understand?
It's happened a lot. And,
then I can exclude Josie as well.
Yeah.
So it's up to Josie for him to go register on his behalf to see that me and him have a song. We went, 40-40, and we gave you 20.
Yeah,
you understand?
True.
Then you must go, you, Mr. 20, and go register
that.
I got 20% of that song. So, guys, like, if I see one more artist saying, yo, I got Tola in.
And another, one more thing, sorry,
you know,
to cut you off. One more thing, I actually called in and made the initiative to call. So, turns out, if we got a song, C3, we all register it, right?
Yeah.
That won't be paid out and until we resolve that. So, like, if someone registers the song and you did it together, yes, he registers it as his. But if you register it as yours as well, when that money is supposed to come out, they have to call you guys and say, okay, what's going on here?
Obviously, like, you would have a label, Just More Records. Yeah. We're releasing it under my label.
Yeah.
Then they will pay like that.
Sure.
But if you go take the same song and then you go, I can go take, I don't know, Osama. I can be like, I was part of Osama.
Yeah.
They'll be like, nah.
What's going on? Yeah.
So guys, please, artists, new up and coming artists, take the initiative. Go learn these things. Everything's available to you online, on the internet. Let's talk about the mix.
Sure. Yeah, that was nice, man. So first song is taken off my EP.
The EP before the album.
Featured Mali Gael on that song. I love that song so much.
Yeah.
Like, I even have a video of how we made it, like step to step. One day I'm compiling videos. So
yes. Then release them, then shoot your own videos.
That's another element because that's already another medium where we now visually we can see what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know? And Deep House needs a lot of that.
We do. Deep House needs visuals. Joe.
Please don't just walk in the streets. You're just walking.
Shots fired.
I'll say no, but you don't know where you're going.
No, on the real, though.
Hey, I'm to blame as well in my video. I was walking. I don't know where the hell I was going. The guy was like, walk.
That's testament. You don't know where you are, but he was walking. Where are you going, Baba? There's no direction. Yeah.
So in studio,
okay, but on the real though, like you're right. Music videos, guys. We pushed. I think I did 2 music videos last year.
Nice.
One for myself, one for another artist. So I'm an activist for that. Honestly, Guti, we need to start getting the visuals out there because it's a visual market, man. It doesn't matter.
Definitely.
Visuals
are like,
but
definitely.
You need to have the visuals there. We've got Abo on MTV top 10 at what? We're not there because there's no content.
Yes.
And we can't blame them. And we're saying they're opening doors. But where's the content?
Let's create content. Let's create content, guys. Make them out. Let's get the music out. Number one. So the EP is out. When can we expect the album?
Honestly, I know people are gonna kill me for this, but you're gonna get the album when it's ready.
Beautiful. Yeah. Great answer.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anymore. Thank you very much. That's how it goes down. So the EP is out. Go get it online. It's available Spotify, TrackSource, Beatport, all those good music stores. Soul Freaker. It came out last year. It's still doing very well, the EP, before the album. Get it now. All right. That's our guest this week in studio. Shout out, brother man, for coming through.
Thank you so much, guys.
Social
Thank
media handles, for... contacting, bookings.
It's at Soul Freaker on all social mediums.
Yeah. For bookings?
For bookings, it's bookings@samesunrecords.com.
Same Sun Records.
Samesunrecords.com. So hit me up on Insta, Facebook, Twitter. Soul Freaker. That's it.
Nice.
At Soul Freaker.
We good, man. Thank you very much for coming through.
Shout out to Makai. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I love you.
Shout out, man. Jose Chavez, you ready, boy?
Hey, yeah, shy in that, Valento. So I think to the classic mix. Hey. You know how it is.
Hey,
Jose.
That's where you lose me. My Zulu so bad. It's actually embarrassing. But anyway, Jose Chavez is coming up next right here on The Warehouse.
Why? Putting music first.
The most beautiful music. Jimmy Snucker off the top rope, super flat. I get in the tub with all my ice. Get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5. No, this not a challenger. Big one. I keep some members with me in the fridge. The cold seats, they some cannibals. Watch on my wrist, but I want that diamond. Niggas talk crazy when I pull up in sight. Mile high, run that bitch back, let's get stylish. Glock talk, big t-shirt, Billy.
Why? Experience it. This Sunday,